Hi, Joel.
Hi, Jared.
Just a kind of housekeeping question. You mentioned yesterday that you're split into groups because you have different levels of integration and things like that, guys who haven't skated for a while. How does that affect what you're going to do tomorrow? There's an inter-squad game. Is that going to be just the guys in Group A, or
Yeah,
is that different?
exactly. We're still the plan with Simon and Stefano, our player performance department is to make sure we keep that workload to reasonable numbers. For the first 4 days, those guys, some guys haven't skated, like I said, for 3 weeks. Their level of conditioning is not at the right at the same place. That being said, I have to say that it was much better today. I was very happy with that group that I felt they got their leg a little bit. They could push a little more, and you can't blame the guy. We just lived something that's unprecedented. Some kids haven't played since March last year. And real hockey. So this is the plan. It wouldn't be fair to them. It would be dangerous. So they get injured, pull the groin or something. If we put them in the game, the pace would be a little too high. So the plan is to have them tomorrow for a little bit of play and a skating drill. So we get some conditioning back into them and they will have a day off like everybody else. So it's pretty simple how we work is we have those two group where they have their day off in the same time. They do video in the same time. They all learn the same thing, but we go different pace on the ice. So tomorrow will be, I've synchronized a different scrimmage so we can play 5-on-5 and 3-on-3 with some downtime so we keep the pace up.
And I know you don't like to plan too far ahead because, like you say, everything can happen. But obviously, you have three goalies in camp right now. Have you discussed with them at all what the plan? Obviously, you don't even know the schedule yet, but have you thought about that at all and going forward?
Well, the plan is pretty simple, is to make sure that we have good practice workload for them before we get there. Because like I said, they haven't played, which obviously with two group and the ice time we have, we can do that. We'll see the schedule. And even with the schedule, I won't go too far ahead. But there's one thing that we got to make sure that we were clear on. Caden Primo, I thought, took great stride last year. He did an unbelievable job. And I remember at the beginning of the year when we were alternating, he was playing one game out of two. People were like, well, he should play more. And I had a plan with him and Marco Marciano and the organization to say, when I feel he's where he is and where he should be, I'll turn him loose. And I was not going to change my plan, even if he was doing good, because it was the big picture with Caden. And the last few games, as you know, he played, I think, 7 out of 10. Something like that, where he played a lot more and he was very successful. So the plan is to keep going working with Caden and making sure he gets the workload and experience. That doesn't mean that McNevin and Nemchikov are going to play. I'm just saying that, we have a plan short and long term. And I like that McNevin attitude has been unbelievable, guys. I'm not going to lie to you. This guy's coming a long way. I'm so proud of him. And he pushes in practice and he's becoming a good goalie and had a good performance last year. And we can't count the other one because he's in the KHL. So that means he's seen some hockey. But we have to be realistic here. We want to give that a bit of a workload to Caden to make sure we keep going that progression.